first in last week's state budget address, Governor Evers renewed his call to accept federal funds to expand Medicaid, known as Badger Care, in Wisconsin.
I've said all along we need to expand Medicaid in Wisconsin, and according to a recent Marquette Law poll, 62% of Wisconsinites agree. 82,000 more Wisconsinites will have access to affordable, quality health care coverage. And because we're accepting these federal dollars, we have the opportunity to invest in programs that improve health care access and affordability across our state.
But expanding Badger Care could be a tough sell, with some Republican lawmakers already speaking out against the idea. Our next guest joins us to give us an overview of Badger Care as it exists now and how an expanded program could impact state residents. Donna Friedsam is a distinguished researcher and the Health Policy Programs Director at the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute. She also oversees the group Covering Wisconsin, which helps connect residents with insurance plans. Donna, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Good to be with you.
Well, Donna, before we get into possible changes, can you remind us how Wisconsin under Governor Walker charted this kind of unique course on the nation when it came to Medicaid coverage for its residents?
Right. So Governor Walker chose, instead of the Affordable Care Act had outlined a plan that would allow states to expand Medicaid eligibility up to 138% of the federal poverty level, which is about $16,000 for an individual and about $32,000 for a family of four. And that would have, the federal government at the time would have paid for several years 100% of the cost for the coverage of those newly eligible people, and then slowly reduce the federal share to what it said would be a permanent 90% share, 10% state share, to cover these newly eligible people. Governor Walker did not take that that offer to expand to that level of eligibility, and instead said Wisconsin will cover its residents up to 100% of the federal poverty level instead, and it will direct people above that level to purchase insurance in the Affordable Care Act marketplace. And in doing so, the governor removed from eligibility some adults who did at the time have coverage under Badger Care. So adults, parents and caretaker adults who had been eligible up to two times the federal poverty level. So about 70 to 80,000 of those adults moved from Badger Care off of that eligibility and were directed to find coverage elsewhere. But at the same time, childless adults up to 100% of the federal poverty level gained eligibility. And so today we have about 145,000 of those childless adults, or actually adults without dependent children, who are enrolled in that coverage.
And now, what is Governor Evers proposing doing when it comes to taking Medicaid, federal Medicaid funds to expand Badger Care?
So there's a couple parts of this. One is that because Governor Walker did not participate in the Affordable Care Act expansion, the state was unable to get the federal participation financially. So the state did not get that 100% federal support in the first few years, and then the 90% support in the ongoing years for that expansion population. So it essentially lost out in, it turned out to be hundreds of millions of dollars that the state might have gotten if for the added people that were eligible under the expansion, the childless adults in particular that were added to eligibility. And in, so under an ACA expansion, the state would get that. Instead, what we had was the regular federal Medicaid share that we get for our Medicaid program, which is about 60% federal funding and 40% state funding.
So who in Wisconsin would feel the impact of the change that Governor Evers wants? Whose coverage would be affected?
Okay, well, let me just add, the other piece of this is, of course, not only increasing the federal share of payment, but increasing the eligibility for people beyond 100% of the federal poverty level up to the 138% of the federal poverty level. And as you heard Governor Walker's, in Governor Walker's speech that you played at the top of this segment,
Governor Evers.
Governor Evers' speech, He's saying it's about 80,000. The estimate's about 76 to 80,000 additional people would be eligible under this, and about half of those, in my estimate, would come from the uninsured, and another half would be moving from marketplace eligibility to Medicaid coverage.
Talking to Donna Friedsam from the UW Population Health Institute, looking at Governor Evers' call to accept federal Medicaid money to expand Badger Care coverage to more people here in Wisconsin. A couple background questions, Donna. The Affordable Care Act or Obamacare passed quite a while ago. Is this federal money still on the table? There wasn't an expiration date beyond which we couldn't take it for the first time?
The federal money is still available.
And if we were to take it, but this lawsuit challenging the Affordable Care Act in its entirety under a court in Texas, if that were to eventually get rid of the Affordable Care Act completely, does that money then disappear?
Well, a lot of things are going to happen if that Texas lawsuit prevails. Most legal scholars do not believe that Texas lawsuit is going to stand with the current holding. But if that does indeed happen, yes, the federal Medicaid expansion match will go away. So will all of the existing subsidies for marketplace plans that we have today. So over 200,000 existing Wisconsin residents who purchased their coverage through the marketplace, that will go away as well, in addition to the protections for pre-existing conditions and other protections that you've been hearing about over the last 6 months as the state has legislature has debated how to make sure that those protections continue if the Texas lawsuit does prevail.
In his budget address last week, Governor Evers said that accepting this federal money might do more than just provide more coverage. Let's take a listen to what he had to say.
It means that we can invest in programs to address infant mortality and to encourage preventative care like cancer and STI screenings. It means we're going to put our money where our mouths are, literally, to ensure Wisconsin isn't among the worst states in dental care in the country. And it means we can expand access to substance abuse and mental health treatment, intervention, and stabilization, especially in our rural communities, for people who are in crisis.
Donna, connect the dots for us. Does he just mean that giving more people coverage means they'll have more access to those services, or does accepting this Medicaid funding allow the state then to put money into those specific coverage areas that he's talking about?
Right, it's the latter. So while indeed there would be more people gaining some coverage from the Medicaid expansion, what the governor there is referring to is that this Medicaid expansion will bring in about $320 million more in federal funding and free up the state funding that has been going toward supporting the adults without dependent children or the childless adults coverage that we previously expanded under Governor Walker's expansion that would now be funded under a federal Medicaid support plan. So with that freed up money, the governor in his budget is allocating those to several new programs, such as expanding dental access with the dental therapy programs and other dental programs, a women and infant health initiative, some mental and behavioral health initiatives, and the like.
We're talking to Donna Friedsam. She's a health policy programs director at the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute. She's with us to talk about Governor Evers' call to expand Badger Care in the state and how the program would look if the legislature agreed to its expansion. An open question at this point. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you want the state to do this, to take more federal Medicaid money to expand Badger Care here in the state? What other kind of changes would you hope to see from what you've heard? Does this affect you? Would this affect you? Do you have a question for our guest about how this all goes? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or tweet us at Central Time WPR. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we continue our conversation about Governor Evers' call to expand badger care in the state. It was an issue he campaigned on and one he talked about in his budget address last week. Our guest is Donna Friedsam. She's a health policy programs director at the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think of Governor Evers' proposal to take more federal Medicaid money to boost badger care in Wisconsin, expand it to more people? Should lawmakers vote for it or against it? If you participate or have participated in badger care, please share your experiences and thoughts. And of course, you can ask questions of our guest as well. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll go to your calls now. Elena is with us in Madison. Elena, hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just wondered if your guest could speak a little bit more about that FMAP, which is that federal matching percentage that the Fed gives to states in Medicaid programs. And the reason I bring that up is because I think everyone sees the little memes that float around on Facebook and certainly hears all of the partisan talking points that make it sound as if state taxpayers alone foot the bill for Medicaid, for badger care, and that's simply not true in any state. There's that federal match is a really important part of Medicaid programs, and it's significant. So to say, I know that you touched really briefly that right now it's a 60-40 split in Wisconsin, but I think it would be important for people to really hear what that means, that that is federal money, not state taxpayer dollars, that are coming into that federal program, and that we would just be expanding that. And so you are freeing up taxpayer dollars to some of those really important issues that Governor Evers has mentioned. And I'll take my any comments off the air. Thanks.
Elena, thanks for the call. Donna, did you want to expand on that?
Well, it sounds like Elena made her point. We do get, under regular Medicaid programs, we get about a 60-40 match. And so when, you know, we grow our program, we get that same match, but under the Affordable Care Act expansion plan, we get for an ongoing basis, it turns out to be 90-10. Now, it's true that, you know, when we expand, we still have to put in our state share as well. So it does cost the state share to continue, but it brings in a substantial amount of federal dollars every time, you know, to cover most of the cost of adding people to the program. Now, it is fair to acknowledge that people who come in to the program through the Affordable Care Act marketplace also get subsidies for their coverage. And there's the debate that exists right now is with this group, 100 to 138% of the federal poverty level, are they better off getting their insurance through the marketplace at a highly subsidized level or under Medicaid expansion, in which case the state is getting the 90%, 100 to 90% federal match. And that's the big debate that we're going to see going on in the legislature right now. Is it better to keep them in the marketplace under the ACA, or is it better to have them in Medicaid?
How do we start to evaluate that debate before it happens? I know people are starting to try to understand that, maybe based on the experience of other states. Is that something we can really know until we dive in, whether the cost savings for the state are better under the current system or under Medicaid expansion?
Well, we're seeing a lot of conflicting information coming out over the last week or two. We've had debating studies being tossed around, and I think people need to be really careful about the way they use and consume information. But I will say that, you know, the straight dollars and cents to the state are pretty clear that a Medicaid expansion would save the state budget money. But the question is, overall, in terms of the overall expenditures to the state overall, the federal marketplace funds come into the state. They don't come to the state budget. So the question is really like a bigger question of, you know, some people would prefer that people have private sector coverage. They're not concerned about bringing in more money into the state budget, whereas other people will say, look, it'll cost us less to cover more people if we take this federal money, and also we can bring more money into the state budget. So it's a larger question. But if you're just asking me, do we bring in more, what brings in more money into the state budget, and how do we cover more people doing so, the math is pretty clear that that's through a federal Medicaid expansion. Again, though, there is that kind of philosophical debate about, but can we get people covered in the private sector, and some people prefer that we do it that way.
Thanks for that call, Elena, at 800-642-1234. We're talking to Donna Friedsam from the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute about Governor Evers' call in his budget address to expand Medicaid coverage in Wisconsin, take more federal money for Medicaid to expand in the state our Badger Care program to more people in the state, a wider eligibility for that. Speaking of eligibility, Donna, a related issue, though not directly related to Medicaid expansion, there have been efforts to change eligibility to require work or training or things like that to people receiving these kind of benefits. Where do we stand on that right now?
So under Governor Walker's administration, there was something called a waiver request that was submitted to the federal government that asks that the state be able to waive certain requirements of federal law and regulation, and one of them is to require certain what's called work or community engagement activities of Medicaid members. And there were some other provisions in the waiver as well. People may recall a discussion around drug testing for eligibility, some things around taking a health risk assessment, certain reductions in premiums if people adhere to healthy behaviors and the like. That waiver was approved in the early November 2018, although the drug testing provisions were not approved. And so Governor Evers' administration is now left with the task of figuring out how to implement this waiver, although the Evers' administration is not as interested in some of the policy components in this waiver. And you do see in Governor Evers' budget some requests, some budget items that are requesting to roll back some of the provisions within the waiver. So, but until those provisions are rolled back in some way, the administration will need to figure out how to implement the waiver as it has been approved.
Let's go back to our callers now. Dustin is with us in Ashland. Dustin, hello.
Hello. I just have a question. What are the new income requirements going to be for the new Medicare expansion? I know right now in the state of Wisconsin, it's $1,024 a month if you're working. I just moved over here from Minnesota this last June, and I had state health care over there, and the income requirements were a little higher. It was almost $1,700 a month, and I was just recently kicked off Badger Care. Are the income requirements going to go up for a single male or a single person living in the state of Wisconsin, or are they going to stay the same? And that's my question.
Dustin, thanks. Donna, you were addressing this a little earlier. What would this mean for someone in Dustin's position?
Right. Well, he's getting in exactly what the legislature is going to be debating under Governor Evers' budget proposal, because Governor Evers has proposed that the state adopt the same Medicaid expansion guidelines that Minnesota has, in which case he would see the income guidelines go to what Minnesota has, which would be 138% of the federal poverty level, or about $16,000 to $17,000 for an individual. But currently, our state, the income limit is 100% of the federal poverty level, which is $12,000 a year for an individual.
Dustin, thanks a lot for your call. Donna, one of the objections from Governor Walker and many Republicans when it came to Medicaid expansion was, okay, we take it now, things maybe look better for a couple of years, but there's uncertainty. We don't know if we can count on the feds to keep this money coming, and then all of a sudden, if they don't, we're left holding the bag. Is that a concern?
Yeah, that was something that was voiced quite extensively at the beginning. Now, I mean, I guess it's a concern to the degree that any federal program could go away in the future, road building programs or education programs or anything. It's never been a problem for state government to take any other federal program with the idea that a federal program might go away in the future. So I guess it's really a question of whether you want to apply that concern here.
We do see that the state is capable of changing its eligibility criteria if it wants or needs to. So in 2014, the state government did roll back Badger Care eligibility for parents and caretaker adults from 200% of the federal poverty level to 100% of the federal poverty level in response to new federal opportunities to send people to the marketplace. And if indeed changes happened at the federal level where the federal match was no longer available, the state could choose to change its eligibility criteria again. And in fact, Maine, or I believe the state of Maine, structured its expansion law to say that if the federal money was no longer available, the state eligibility levels would revert back to prior levels. So I guess that would be my answer for you.
And Donna, in our last minute or so, we have a Democratic governor in favor of Medicaid expansion. He's setting poll numbers that look like they support him. Republican lawmakers opposed to it. As you look around the country, are you seeing a trend for more states over time to take this federal Medicaid money?
Oh, absolutely. There's 14 states remaining that have not participated in the Medicaid expansion, the federally structured Medicaid expansion. And in the November elections, there were ballot initiatives such that Idaho, Nebraska, and Utah, three red states, the voters voted to expand Medicaid expansion. And we'll see how those expansions actually take effect, because the legislatures are now in the process of trying to figure out how to actualize those directives, and there's quite a bit of debate going on, Utah in particular, about whether or how that's going to materialize. But there's no doubt that there's been an ongoing trend toward expanding the Medicaid program for the states to take advantage of these federal funds that are available.
Donna, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Donna Friedsam, Health Policy Programs Director at the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute. She joined us today to talk about Governor Evers' call to expand Badger Care in a state budget address last week using federal Medicaid money, the impact that expansion could have for Wisconsin residents if it's approved by state lawmakers.